Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
No Republican president has done this. No Democratic president. We have racists, and they've existed, and they've tried to get elected president. He's the first one that has.
I've done more for Black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln. Nobody has even been close.
Biden and Trump break open their war chests. Today, we'll discuss that, plus cost cuts to mailing services and Portland mayor tear gas by federal agents. Hi, everyone. I'm Nia Malika Henderson, a CNN senior political reporter, and this is The Daily DC. So this 2020 campaign, if you haven't already noticed, is going to be really, really ugly. And from what we've seen so far, particularly over the last couple of weeks, one of the central themes will be racial divisions. And before we get into it, I want to circle back to the comments that Biden made about Trump being the first racist president. I would offer Biden, Woodrow Wilson as an example of a racist president among many other racist presidents this country has had, and in terms of Trump saying that he has been the best president for African American voters, you know, I think he's got some competition from Lyndon B. Johnson, for instance, among others. So just to clear that up, their comments, and I know that Biden clarified a bit and said he meant in modern history. But if you think back to Biden's launch video, and this was back about a year ago, he thought that this campaign was going to be all about Charlottesville, right? And what happened there with the white supremacists and what was going on with the Robert E. Lee statue. And so he obviously knows and has known for some time that a real weakness for this president is around racial issues. And recent polls actually show that Biden is way out in front of Trump in terms of who Americans think are better to handle racial issues, all of the kind of issues that have flared up over these last many weeks. And listen, the Trump campaign also wants to remind particularly Black voters about some of Biden's not-so-great history on matters of race, including comments he made about Obama being clean and articulate. And listen, speaking of Obama, he may be the biggest part of Biden's strategy here.
For all the specific policies that we're going to need, more than anything, it's just that basic decency and an understanding about what's best in America that I think people are going to be hungry for. Looking forward to working with you to do whatever I can to help. And I have confidence in your commitment to making sure that we seize this moment that we have right now.
Thank you, and I have faith in the American people.
There's still a lot of love for Obama in this country and sort of nostalgia for the Obama years. And the contrast between Obama and Trump, and by extension, Trump and Biden, is a point that Obama can make over and over again for Biden. So I think he's going to be a big part of this campaign. And then there's also this other really odd battle between Trump and Biden that is just strange. And it's like this contest over who can correctly identify an elephant. I mean, that's what Trump is bragging about when he talks about this test that he took. And he's also challenging Biden to take a test that is really about dementia. And this test includes questions like, can you identify that animal with a big trunk and big ears? Trump is clearly on the mat, and nothing proves that, like this recent poll out of Texas that shows him tied with Biden. Texas is Trump country. It is ruby red. And if Biden is so close there, it shows, again, I think, some of the vulnerabilities that Trump has, not only showing up in Texas, but clearly showing up in other states that are so crucial to him trying to regain the White House. This is going to be a big, big, ugly, Texas-sized fight. Now, here's what else matters. The situation in Portland only getting worse.
I'm not going to lie. It stinks. It's hard to breathe. And I can tell you with 100% honesty, I saw nothing that provoked this response. I'm not afraid, but I am pissed off.
So that was Portland's mayor, Ted Wheeler, and he was part of a crowd that got tear gassed. And those scenes out of Portland with federal agents moving in on activists who've been protesting the police for almost 60 days straight now, this is one of those instances and images, I think, that will break through. It's hard to break through in this kind of constant bad news cycle, but I think these images out of Portland will break through, and they'll also be part of Trump's reelection campaign ads. Trump clearly is looking at the poll numbers that show him doing poorly among white suburban voters, and also sees that the Black Lives Matter movement is gaining in acceptability and approval ratings among those voters. So this is his attempt to really try to, I think, mar that movement among those voters and kind of puts a dent in those high approval ratings for the Black Lives Matter movement. I think part of this is also not only sending agents into Portland, but also sending the feds into these other cities that have higher violent crime rates this summer. This could be quite effective for this president in trying to get back some of those voters he has been losing, according to the polls that we've been looking at. And finally, the threat to mail and, by extension, mail-in voting. So I got my voter registration card in the mail a couple of days ago, and it got me to thinking about what I'm actually going to do come November. Am I going to mail in my ballot, or am I going to show up at my polling place, which is a couple of blocks away from my house? And I imagine a lot of other voters are thinking about the same thing, showing up in person during a pandemic or just putting it in the mail. What we know is Trump doesn't like mail-in voting. He's been railing against it, even though he himself mails in his ballot. Details. And it looks like what's going to happen to the Postal Service is cuts. Those are coming, and these cuts are going to mean a slowdown in service. And what we don't know is what this will mean for all of the efforts across the country to expand mail-in voting as a result of what's going on with the pandemic. This can't be good news for those efforts, and I think just for average people who want to mail things and get packages in the mail as well, a slowdown can't be good either. That does it for today's edition of The Daily DC. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.